never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
David Duchovny, sometime, right, Puss?
Any minute, right there.
Any minute. Got a new album coming out. We'll talk to David Duchovny. Also, our buddy Josh Wolf in this half hour. After, actually, about a half hour from now, I should say, with Colleen, Josh at the Funny Bone this weekend. Nick's got a couple gigs, quick.
Yes, I'll be at Me6 Shangri-La in Columbus, Nebraska tonight, and the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castina, Iowa tomorrow
All right.
night.
Working out his closure tonight. It'll be probably better tomorrow night. Something about pubic housing.
Bring the house down.
Hang on, Puss is fluffing.
Drag right past what he had to say. Last night I saw him pull me close, laughed as he hugged me goodbye. He said the moon's my friend, yeah they're okay, but the nights are harder these days.
That's from the new album Gestureland. That's David Duchovny. Yes, he is in music. We talked to David before about his music, actually. Great actor, David Duchovny, also into music now, which is very cool. Hi, David. Thanks for calling.
Morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. We talked to you before with the last album you put out, and you'd mentioned, which I still think is amazing to me, that you had never played guitar, never really knew what you were doing, and just decided that you wanted, right, wanted to do it and did it. Now, a lot of people could say that, but you know as well as anybody, learning the guitar is tough, writing songs is tough, singing is tough. Did you know you kind of had it in you because you could sing in the shower or what?
No, I couldn't sing in the shower. I was told always to stop singing in the shower. I'm not kidding. I mean, I love music so much. I felt like I was a musician my whole life, even though I wasn't. So yeah. I thought maybe I was musical, but that was just a feeling.
Right.
But, you know, to learn guitar at the age of 50, you're never going to be that good. So it wasn't like I wasn't looking to be a great guitar player. Right. I was just looking to kind of amuse myself. And then somehow, as I was learning to play and I was throwing chords together, I started to hear melodies. And that was odd to me because, like I said, I'm not a melodious individual.
Right.
So then it became just like, oh, I'm hearing melodies that I can't actually sing, and I would sing it for my friend who could sing, a guy named Keaton Simons, and we'd figure it out. But, eventually I had to really work hard. I still work hard on my voice so that I can, expand it and stay on pitch and all those things. Because it's really, for someone like me, I'm not tone deaf, but yeah. I don't have, like, perfect, pitch or anything. It's a learned skill. It's a muscular skill. And
being in your position and being a famous actor and running in circles, did you have any rock star friends you could look up to or talk to about this? And did they, anybody that really knows what they're doing, when you started doing that, did they go, dude, you want to try this? Okay.
No, not really.
Okay.
I have acquaintances,
yeah.
But I never thought I was getting, I wasn't getting into that game. It wasn't like, okay, it's the rock star game. It was just like, well, this is, I'm just trying to sing a little bit. I'm just tentatively walking towards this area.
Right.
There was no sense in the beginning in which I thought, oh, I'm ever going to record, let alone perform live.
Now, when you first started, was there someone like you tried to emulate and influence, or just out of nowhere?
No, all my influences are kind of unconscious, just as I don't know about you guys, if you play instruments, but the music that you grew up listening to and loving is in there. It's in your soul.
It's rock and roll. It's obviously rock and roll, which we appreciate,
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When that song comes on that you haven't heard in 30 years, you know it.
Right.
And so if it's in there in me like that, it's got to be influencing me, but I don't consciously go, okay, Beatles, Petty, Stones, whatever.
Right.
I don't consciously do that.
David Duchovny with us. New album is called Gestureland, available now. So do you spend more time right now? While COVID was going on, were you acting at all during COVID or not?
Towards the tail end of it, I didn't for maybe the first 9 or 10 months.
Right.
You know, there wasn't much going on that wasn't already going on before, so I couldn't hop on to anything new, really. And then I've been working a lot, like the past year. I've done like 3 or 4 movies, a couple of television shows I'm working right now. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Hollywood has kind of figured out a way to do it with the COVID protocols, and everybody feels fairly safe, and it seems to be going all right in that direction.
Were you working on something when COVID hit in March of 2020 that you had to interrupt?
I wasn't. I was with my son was a junior in high school, so he was living with me in New York. And so we just kind of hunkered down at that point, you know, from then through his senior year, which was last year. And it was really, you know, an amazing journey for me, you know, aside obviously from the tragedy, the global tragedy of what COVID is. But, you know, for me personally in my apartment in New York with my son 24/7, it was an experience I never would have expected, and I cherish in a way.
How did he feel about
David,
it?
Yeah, David Duchovny with us. You're right. How did the teenager feel about it after a while?
He does not cherish it in quite the same way I do.
I was going to guess not.
Of course not. David Duchovny with us. When can we see you on the – what are you working on now? I mean, first of all, I want to ask you, are you touring at all with the album?
No, not right now. We can't – we haven't figured out how
– Yeah.
how we can do that and stay and
safe.
Keep people safe and
right.
stay safe. But soonish, I mean, I'm hoping we're eventually going to get through on that. I know people are out touring and I know all that, but I'm not yet. Maybe next summer. I mean, I'd love to. We're doing like a little event, like almost like a, it's supposed to be instead of like an album release party, mm-hmm. and we're doing it like virtually. So I was rehearsing last night with the band, and it was just so much fun to play these new songs live. It made me want to get out there as soon as I could, but nothing specific at this point.
David Duchovny, when can we see you on TV again, or in the big screen? Which one?
Well, I mean, this movie I did for Netflix last spring. It's a Judd Apatow film called The Bubble, and I'm not exactly sure when that's going to be on Netflix, but soon. It's locked. I haven't seen it, and it's a huge comedy with a great cast.
Well, you got Apatow in that. It's going to be great, man. I'm looking forward to that. It's Apatow's in
charge. Yeah, and this is Judd doing something he's never done before, because it's kind of it's not really a spoof on action movies,
right.
but it's a spoof on action actors, I guess, and
okay.
I'm one of those action actors in the film, and I think it's hilarious. I think it's fantastic, and it looks like a huge action movie.
What's it called?
I'm shooting. It's called The Bubble.
The Bubble.
The Bubble.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And then,
I'm working right now on a film that Kenya Barris is directing, and Kenya and Jonah Hill wrote, and it doesn't have a name yet, but it's really funny, and I love working with those guys, with Jonah and Kenya, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Eddie Murphy's going to be in it, and so that should be very funny too. So it seems people have once again discovered that I can be funny.
Well, first of all, I tell people all the time, if people have not, you know, certain what should I go back and watch? I never watch. Did you ever watch Californication? They say no. Sometimes
right.
they say no. I said watch
right.
that. It's the best. I mean, I think I kissed your ass last time about this, but that show to me is so damn good. So damn good. And you're funny as hell in that. Gesture Land is the album out right now.
Yeah.
And David Duchovny. Thank you, David. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Take
I
care.
Appreciate
All right.
it.
Thanks. All right. He seems like a cool dude. That's right. He's separated.
Yeah, he's just cool.
Yeah, yeah. And you would love him. He's a writer. He's a drunk. He's a sex addict in the Californication. It's so good. Puss watched all the
series.
He was
a sex addict in real life.
Yeah.
Went in for treatment 10 years ago?
That's why he
12 years ago?
That's why he was single in New York living with his son. Remember his ex-wife, and they broke up. That's Taya Leone.
Right.
Yeah. He was gorgeous. Oh, my God. Josh Wolf in the studio. We got a new studio, brother.
By the way,
you still got your zoo glasses on, man. All right.
I got
to turn your mic on here. Hang on. Which mic is that now?
Number five.
Five, okay.
We don't know. No one has ever used that microphone before.
You're the first.
Yeah. Is that right? Right.
Oh, we moved in a month ago.
You're popping that Mike's cherry right there.
You're the first live comedian. Anybody but us four have been in here. It's just been you.
I'm in the hat and beard group here.
Yeah, you are.
We are the worst boy band ever. Look at that. Who's the Timberlake of this group?
We'd be the oldest. We'd be the oldest boy band.
Right. Yeah.
Puss has no beard. He can't
be in
the band.
I'd like to think all of us are Timberlake.
Yeah. There's a little Timberlake in all of us.
We're a bunch of Timberlakes.
Welcome Hat and Beard.
Yeah, the Timberlakes. Hey, we're more like the Fatones. Look at us.
The Milfs will dig. The Milfs will dig the show. Welcome. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's great to be here. You guys are in a new studio?
New gig. New digs. Big new office building. Yeah, it's all different. It's all brand new, so it's kind of cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is cool, man.
I mean, how many people have you had?
Nobody.
No one.
We've been here a month. We've been in the studio a month.
Yeah, you're it.
That's it.
Yeah. Rob Little was in our studio, the old studio, right after we thought people were still all going to get the vaccine. It was cool early summer, and then people decided not to get the vaccine because they're freaking idiots.
Yeah.
So then we shut it down completely for a couple months. We moved here, and I follow you on social media. I realize you're not dumb, and you got the vaccine, and you're smart about it. And I said, we got to have Josh in here because he's cool. And you're the first one back, man.
And here we are. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Listen, I just want to let you guys know, just feel a little tickle in my throat, but I think I'm okay.
It's fine.
I think I'm good, though. I think it's just a little, just fine. So.
Well, stay as far away from me as you are right now. I know you're close to Nick, so.
We made out last night.
You made out last night anyway. Why didn't you tell us before you made out with us this morning?
Can't kiss and tell.
Yeah, no, it's really nice.
Yes, you can. Josh at the Funny Bone this weekend, tonight, tomorrow. I'm coming out tomorrow night to see you, by the way, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited, man. You know,
you've been out every week since the vaccine happened. How long have you been out? Since about then?
I mean, I'm out, since the vaccines. Okay. I've been out, and not every weekend, but enough.
Yeah.
And I like being on stage,
I know you do.
Yeah. And
how long did you go? Did you do any drive-in theaters back last summer?
I did some Zoomy stuff.
Oh, it was okay, Zoom, but I mean, that didn't feel the same, right?
Is that less?
No, you did the Zoom stuff. I clicked on it. You were high as hell on most of those.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, people were like, are you ready to, can you do some Zoom comedy? I said, here's a couple things I can't guarantee. I'm just at my house. I've been at my house for a bunch of months. Right. I can't guarantee that I'm not going to be high.
Right.
And I can't, I honestly, because I always wanted to, you hear the Zoom with pants off.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to try a couple of these. And there was one where I was high and just forgot my angles.
And yet, you were naked or underwear?
Underwear.
Okay,
good. Yeah. Although.
You forgot the angle of the thing?
As a joke for my wife's birthday, October 1st, I posted a list of pictures of me, right? And one was me peeing in the background when she was taking a picture in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just the tip of my junk, you could see the tip of my junk, when I was peeing.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, are you going to post that? I was like, I just want to see how long it takes Instagram to take it down.
Okay. It should.
Yeah.
And they probably zoom in pretty much to see it, right?
Here's the thing.
can you think? Can you zoom in that much anyway?
It was weird. I zoomed in with my mouth. Are you supposed to do that?
Then I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. My lips opened it up, and I couldn't see it.
No, I told her. I said, I mean, not everyone's going to zoom in. Like, not everyone's a pervert, right?
Right, yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Two minutes.
But in those 2 minutes, I had a bunch of comments. And that's, by the way, that screen grab has made it back to me a couple times. Like, did you know your junk was out? That's like, it's so funny.
You're
going to
show
me
it to me during the break. I haven't seen the picture, just the junk. Exactly. That's what I meant.
We've noticed when you post pictures on social media, people tend to comment more on the background. They really parse it out.
Yeah.
They really dissect it. And they really overanalyze it. And then they give you nice shoes. They comment on something.
I had one once, a nice dog bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a picture of the TV and my dog bed was over there and the dog wasn't even in it. Nice dog bed? What the hell?
So they're looking
at
the background.
They have nothing else to say.
Yeah. Just a...
It's so...
Nice head of your penis.
Yeah. By the way, when people were... I was just like, thank you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but you know, it's never, never women... Who knows?
No. Oh, no.
Can I tell you, in college, we used to play a game called Hang Brains. And so you would walk into a bar with just your nuts out.
Really?
And so, and this was during a time where, you know, instead of going to jail, people were just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I mean?
So, how's that working, Jack? You unzip your pants and take your nuts
just
out.
Just your nuts. So okay. It's called hang brains.
Okay.
And so the game was, three or four of us would walk into a bar.
Now, did you have T-shirts on so they weren't covering them?
Yeah, out. And the last person who got their nuts noticed got free drinks of the night. It was never women who noticed.
I would have noticed right away.
It was always a dude who was like, hey, bro, your nuts are out. And I was like, yeah. And they said it like you didn't know. Hey, bro, your nuts are out. Never once was
it. It was just a bar patron that would notice. Yeah. Nobody would say, sir, please put your nuts back in.
No, it was just employees. A dude. No, because
it's a college bar.
Yeah, okay. Bar. Right. And the truth of the matter is,
nuts.
You know the pay, yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nuts
yeah,
are
nobody.
Hanging out all the time.
Plus, you're going to put your nuts back in and spend $40 on booze. So you're right. They don't
care. It was a different time.
All right.
You probably told me this already, but where'd you go to college?
I went to school in San Antonio at a place called Trinity.
Okay.
Was it a Catholic school?
It was not a Catholic school.
But just called Trinity, though.
Yeah. I will say it was the first. Okay. So I'm not sure my college roommate had ever met a Jew before.
Okay. Got it.
And I went to his house for Thanksgiving. And
it's not a religious school at all. It's called Trinity.
Yeah, West Texas. It might have been originally, but it wasn't when I got it.
Got it.
And so I went to visit his family in West Texas.
Right.
And we were there for Thanksgiving, and his mom called me into the kitchen and said, excuse me. I just want to make sure you're totally happy here. I said, thank you. Mm-hmm. She said, I just need to know a couple things. I said, go ahead. She said, can Jews eat potatoes? And I was like, yeah.
Potatoes.
We do potatoes.
Who would ask that?
We do potatoes.
Jews eat potatoes.
Yes, Jews eat potatoes. And then it was such a crazy dance around the table.
Right.
Because I had one person say, I didn't know you people celebrated Thanksgiving. I was like, you know, it's not a religious holiday.
No,
right?
Some people don't.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's not religious at all.
Yeah. 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 It's not religious at all.
People are praying over their damn turkey. It ain't religious.
Yeah. But it was I loved that school.
Yeah.
I remember they had never seen or had the threat of snow.
Were you a non? See, my roommate in college is Jewish too. But he was also just a regular dude, didn't care. He ate ham and everything. He didn't follow any of that.
You were a non-practicer.
Right. In fact, he would eat ham around other Jews he knew to piss him off. It was great.
Yeah.
Man.
How about this? I married a Catholic.
Right.
And so we needed a rabbi and a priest for our wedding. And I was
into a bar.
Yeah. I was like, how am I going to find a rabbi? And we were at a party, one of my friend's Christmas parties. And she goes, I got the perfect guy for you.
I love that a Jew couldn't find a rabbi.
I couldn't find a rabbi because she wanted to get married before sundown on Saturday.
Oh.
Also.
And they're busy that day.
Well, it's the Sabbath.
Can't do anything.
Right,
yeah.
Before sundown. And so, but this was a specific time she wanted to get married, and I needed to find somebody who was okay flying to New Orleans. And so I'm at a Christmas party in L.A., and the person goes, I got the perfect rabbi for you. I go, who? And she goes, that guy right there. Just a dude sitting at a table eating a plate of ham.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk over to him. I go, hey. And he's eating ham. I go, yeah. He goes, yeah. I go, you a rabbi? And he goes, yeah. And I introduce myself. I go, you're eating ham? And he goes, delicious, right? And I was like, yeah, all right. I said, you're probably going to marry us. We went out with him and his wife the night after just to get to know him.
Right.
Him and a bunch of people. He and his wife full on dirty dancing at the karaoke bar. Oh, let me add, his Catholic wife. And I was like, yeah, man.
All right, perfect. Right.
He opened our wedding because we had our wedding in New Orleans.
Right.
He opened our wedding with, shalom, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Shalom, y'all.
Now, you don't practice. Does your wife practice the Catholicism crap? Sorry, my wife, she was born.
No, if she was a practicer, she probably
wouldn't have married a Jew.
Yeah.
Or she would have made him convert. I see a lot
that's
of that.
Right. Yeah.
People
made
converting.
Him. Yeah.
We're not, look,
not
you know,
religious.
We believe in, we're more spiritual.
Right.
We believe
in
something bigger, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The Catholic, I went to one of the weddings. You know, it takes a long time, whatever they're doing.
They got to have mass.
They're taking a long time.
I was a groomsman in a couple Catholic weddings.
They can't just cut to the chase.
Yeah. I already hope this wedding, this marriage fails.
Right.
If you throw a gender reveal party,
yeah.
I already hate your kid. This is your fault.
Well, now that I think about it, most of the Catholic weddings we've gone to have failed.
Yeah, I've been in a couple. No, I was, yeah. I was the best man in a Catholic wedding once.
Okay,
and
that
took forever, man. No, they're divorced. No, they're divorced. They were together for a while, but they're divorced.
I don't think it has anything to do with Catholic.
No, it does.
It has
everything
to do with about 50% of them end up in divorce anyway.
You think the priest would want the ceremony to be over so they could go rail kids?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's how we feel about Catholic religion on this show. Nick, that didn't come out of nowhere by Nick. That's our running bit. They should concentrate more on their priest railing kids.
Yeah. Right.
It's a big deal.
It's a valid point.
It's a big deal. And nobody yells at us for that stance.
Yeah.
You guys should stop talking about you're right.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Josh Wolf is a funny bone this weekend. Boss, what's the funny bone website there?
That would be omaha.funnybone.com.
All right. Colleen's with us, too. She'd come in after the
break.
Yeah,
I gotta go grab
a chair
for her.
Get her a chair, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow night, Josh Wolf. And with us live in the studio. This is a live show.
Right. And our first in-studio Jew since we've moved here.
ISJ.
Yeah. Radio Empire. Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.